But first, challenges at the State Department of Economic Security's Developmental Disabilities Division are not getting any better. Stories of poor conditions for both clients and caseworkers are hardly new today, but the stunning state of care for people with developmental disabilities is facing renewed scrutiny. Hannah Critchfield of Phoenix New Times recently reported on the current state of the Developmental Disabilities Division, where fewer than 1,000 caseworkers are expected to meet with their dozens of clients every 90 days. Critchfield reported that state policy requires caseworkers to have no more than 40 clients at a time, but that some are actually serving as many as 120 people. So why has nothing changed? Erica McFadden is the executive director of the Arizona Developmental Disabilities Planning Council. She's familiar with the struggles of caseworkers and their clients alike. She joins us now to put this into perspective. Erica, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. And these issues are unfortunately kind of evergreen, but help us understand what's new. Are these caseloads getting any better at this point?
I'm not quite sure if they're getting better. I do know that the entire system, when it comes to disability services, is at a crisis point because this is just, representative of the larger problem of the turnover among direct support professionals as well as DDD support coordinators. So if their care manager or their care worker doesn't show up to work, you know, they're going to call their support coordinator for help to put out a fire. So the entire system is kind of burning right now.
So is this agency sort of dealing with what we heard so much at like a place like CPS back before it became DCS, and even to an extent after a change where caseworkers get burned out, they leave, there's a lot of turnover there?
Yeah, I think that they're having to deal with the outcome of the problem of not having enough support coordinators. There was a study done in 2017 by the National Core Indicators, and they found that in Arizona, 42% of our care workers that work directly with our people turn over within a year.
Wow.
And so what that means is that if people are not happy with their care, they need somebody else, they'll often call their support coordinator. And so the support coordinators who are already, you know, struggling to meet their current clients and do the 90-day review, now they're also having to deal with finding somebody else to help this person get their care plan met.
So for patients who actually do get care, is that level of care any better than it has been? I mean, is it sufficient for what these patients need?
I mean, I can't really comment on the quality of care because it really does depend on who you talk to. So some people that we've talked to at the council will get calls saying that we never get the people that they're going to come in our home. They never come because we can't find a provider. Or we'll hear our caseworker is so great. Our support coordinator is awesome. They've been there for 8 years. So it really is case by case. But we believe that it's this problem is magnified in rural areas because that's where the supply is lower. Also in linguistically diverse areas, there is a higher need for people who can speak Spanish and other languages. And deaf and hard of hearing populations, we also have a barrier there, providing support coordination as well as provider roles for our people.
Is there a pipeline somewhere of folks who are looking for this kind of job? I mean, if when you talk about turnover, like, are there people that the state can bring in either in-state or from out-of-state to take some of these positions?
That's a very, very good question. And we are looking at ways, at least the council and other organizations, ways to kind of fill this gap, whether it be working with universities to offer internship programs with nursing or social worker students. So we realize that if we don't address it, it's just going to get worse. But outside of that, there's nothing that we know of where people are just banging on the door to become a support coordinator in Arizona.
Does it seem as though state officials are trying to do something to alleviate some of the situation?
I believe that they are. It's just the problem is because you can only pay so much, right? Because the budget.
There's only so much money to
exactly,
spend.
Exactly, to
this.
Go around. And we have over 40,000 members being served by the division right now. And they get great state retirement benefits and they get great state health insurance. So after so much, there's only so much you can do when it comes to how you can incentivize people to come into these programs unless we look at some like pilot measures to address them. And right now, we don't have the answer to how we can do that right now.
Do you know if this problem is unique to Arizona? I mean, are there other states that are struggling with this as well?
Yeah, this is a national problem, to be quite honest. And that's why we always tell families not to put your eggs in one basket and don't rely on the state system to cure all the problems. That's why it's so important to be able to know what your rights are, to know where to call if you have a problem, if your support coordinator doesn't show up, if you can't get a hold of them, as well as being able to build an informal network of support of family, friends, neighbors who can help step up if something happens. Because otherwise, this is going to be a continual problem of not getting their services met if they don't have another option.
Well, for people who maybe don't have family members or friends who really can step forward, are there other programs in place that can help?
So what we recommend is that people can call other organizations to help give them ideas or where they can go. Ability 360 is one, and that's here in Maricopa County, as well as Raising Special Kids. They can also call them to be able to get advice of what to do, and that way they don't feel like they're alone and that there's some ways to mitigate some of these problems.
All right, that's Erica McFadden, Executive Director of the Arizona Developmental Disabilities Planning Council. Erica, thank you.
Thank you so much.